Thespians 101. Hello, listeners, and welcome back to Thespians 101 with your hosts, Eleanor Vogt-Hamill and Jordan Holland. Today, we will be reviewing quite the performance directed by Kevin McClatchy at the Roy Bowen Theater.
Hello, everyone. Hopefully, we'll spark your curiosity today, as this show is none other than the curious incident of the dog in the nighttime. Now, this play, The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, was originally a book written in 2003 by Mark Haddon, but it came to Broadway a few years later. And now, the Ohio State Theater Department has put on a production of this play at the Drake Performance Center. What did you think of the performance, Jordan?
Well, Eleanor, I was blown away by the performance of Christopher, played by Connor Graham, as he really showed how different people's perspectives can be on life.
I agree, Jordan. I read the book a few years ago, and I thought the performance was totally different, and I liked how I was able to see what Christopher was doing instead of having to imagine it. It was difficult to understand while I read it years back, but actually being able to see his reactions to the events in the play made it easier to connect to the characters and to his perspective. Throughout the entire play, I gained a different understanding and respect for how people have different views on things.
Well, Eleanor, I'd never seen or heard of this play before, so coming into the theater, I had no idea what to expect or what the story was about. But after seeing the production, it seems like the purpose was to allow people like you and me to empathize with people who may register emotions differently. At some points, Christopher would scream and yell when he was angry and someone would touch him. At first, I was confused by these actions, but as the play moved forward, I began to catch on to when these types of things would happen, and I would feel empathy for Christopher rather than confusion. It made me better understand his actions and emotional experiences in life. People cope with things in their own ways, and these actors show that if someone handles events in a different way, it's important to be able to walk in their shoes and understand these emotions.
Yeah, I do think that this play emphasized how different everyone can be and how everyone has their strengths and weaknesses. Christopher himself goes through a coming of age where he becomes more independent. He goes from relying on his father, played by Sean Ryan Naughton, to going off on his own to not only solve the mystery of who kills Wellington, but onto another mystery that comes up in his family. He travels alone without any help, and the only friend that sat by his side was his rat, Toby. If I had known at the start of the play that he was going to go on an adventure without his father or even his teachers, I would not have believed you.
Really good point, Eleanor. I'd say another milestone in Christopher's quest for independence was when he took the test to get him into A-level classes. Throughout the play, it was apparent that Christopher was smarter than all the other actors, and this test proved his ability to be on his own and show his intellectual abilities. His unique intelligence adds into the main idea that this production was attempting to expose, which is how different doesn't mean inferior.
That's true. Christopher had a different approach to many events in the play compared to the other actors and actresses. I thought some of the acting choices were odd, and Connor Graham, as Christopher, was the only actor who stuck out to me as being very good at his part. He was very authentic and genuine, and he was in tune with his emotions, which made Christopher seem three-dimensional. The other characters felt very two-dimensional, and did not contribute to the purpose of the production as much as Christopher did.
Yeah, the other actors felt like they were secondary in the performance and did not connect with their characters as much as Christopher. Some acted as comedic relief to the more serious plot, as opposed to actually having emotions. And at points, some characters played more than one part, which was confusing because there were people in the background that did not have a part at all.
I found that weird too. But I did like how they used people as props and kept the actual props minimal. People acted as chairs, coat racks, doors, and tables when the play was just going through the motions of Christopher's life. I thought that was unique and something I've never seen in any other play. Other than that, only screens and boxes were used on stage as props, which allowed me to tune into the performance and meaning of the play rather than the extravagant accessories.
I agree. The screen on the back of the set was very unique, and the media made it interesting for the audience to watch as Christopher was drawing. The background also contained boxes that would move as the mother came out and steam filled the stage, which was a nice touch, but I did not really understand how that related to the character of the mother, played by Jess Hughes, because she did not seem dark or mysterious as a character.
Yeah, Jordan, the smoke was out of nowhere, but appeared every time the mother came onto the stage. I think the director could have either done that differently or portrayed the mom as more mysterious and dramatic.
Yes, there was one scene I liked with the mom where the other actors were holding her up as she was supposed to be in the water on their family vacation. The actors mimicked waves as they were holding her up, and it really showed how the mother did not really understand Christopher's thoughts and emotions because she kept urging him to get into the water when he did not want to. It seemed like she did not understand Christopher's individuality, which might have been the purpose of this scene.
That scene was unique, but it was similar to the other scene of Christopher explaining how he wanted to be an astronaut when he was a kid. In this scene, the other actors held him up as well, and the media in this scene was very intense on the screen in the background. I was captivated in the imagination of Christopher and how he reflects upon his dreams.
Well, nonetheless of the director's choices of actors, I do think the performance was successful in what it was attempting to do. I definitely had to take a step back after the play and think about how I cope with certain experiences and emotions. Although I may not do it in the same way that Christopher does, I do not associate the way he deals with problems as being either good or bad.
I agree. It is important to learn about other people's lives so you can be a more well-rounded individual. Not only did it help me understand their perspectives better, but also allowed me to see how everyone finds their independence and maturity in their own unique way. Christopher was definitely a character who, at the beginning, I saw him being more dependent on others. But after seeing him solve the mystery, traveling, and doing well in school, I realized that he was a mature and independent person, but he just got there in a different way.
True, and I also learned many things from Christopher that I wouldn't otherwise have if I did not see his perspective in this production. Christopher always talked about how he doesn't lie and was very determined throughout the play, whether he was determined to find out who killed Wellington, determined to solve a math problem, or determined to find out the secrets of his family. These traits, like honesty and hard work, are traits that everyone values, and Christopher shows these characteristics genuinely and in his everyday life.
Yeah. The director and Connor Graham really succeeded in delivering their message, but the only time I felt distracted from the purpose was when they would talk about the play that they were in, Breaking the Fourth Wall. The idea of making Christopher's story into a play did not come into the plot until about halfway through, which felt very abrupt and random. I was confused because Christopher initially said that he did not want his story to be in a play, but then the actors and actresses continued to break the fourth wall and kept saying, "Remember, you're in a play."
Those parts did add some comedy to the play, and it added a lot of irony about what Christopher thought about plays. He said he did not want to be in a play because the actors were lying about themselves and pretending to be something that they aren't. Ironically, that is what Christopher's character is doing while we're watching the play.
Yeah, Connor Graham was acting as though he was Christopher, which made me laugh at all the irony during this part. I think when plays talk to the audience or talk about plays, it adds in a comedic element that only the audience catches on to.
I agree, Eleanor. I also thought that was very random, and the director probably should have started that earlier in the play, so it did not throw the audience so off guard. But the one thing that I did like about the breaking of the fourth wall was when Christopher came back on stage after the play and explained the hard math problem. It felt like the story had come full circle as he ended up telling the audience how to solve the big math problem that he had done during his test.
That was a cute idea, Jordan. Throughout the end of the play, I was wondering if they would actually do that too, and they did. This scene also contributes to the main message of how people think through things differently. Christopher was talking so fast while he's explaining his way of solving the math problem. While he was explaining his way, I was looking at the screen and I tried to solve it another way, which just shows how people's minds are unique.
I was doing the same thing. I thought that was a good way to end the show. And many parts of the play came full circle at the end, which was nice. Wellington came full circle as well. But I won't give away any surprises to our audience. Some of the other plays we've reviewed in previous episodes of this podcast have left the audience with unanswered questions or cliffhangers. This play, though, really tied up all the loose ends and allowed the message to resonate with the audience more clearly.
Agreed. In some of the other plays we watched, it was hard to follow the storyline, and even exiting the plays, I would be unsure of what to think of. Alternatively, this play was pretty straightforward and easy to follow, and much more relatable than the others.
Yeah, nothing was too graphic or overbearing, but just a tasteful amount of fear, comedy, and happiness.
Yeah, I agree with you, and the play was definitely worth doing. Like you said, this production is not only successful at what it was attempting to do, but it did it in a memorable way. I was truly entertained by the characters and the plot, even though we talked about some characters that we would change and the stylistic choices that we did not particularly like.
Yeah, but those small details didn't hinder the overall message, and I think it's important for people to learn about others that may be different from who they surround themselves with. In today's society, everyone is very conscious about inclusion and acceptance, and I think that that should include those who think differently.
I agree. You know, at some point in your life, you're going to have to interact with diverse crowds. So it is important for you to have empathy and try to understand others if they have new, unique ideas. Even coming to college, I've had to learn to respect others' opinions and thoughts, even when I do not understand them. This can relate to the curious incident of the dog in the nighttime, because various personalities were conversing. Some neighbors that Christopher would talk to would be very understanding and polite to him, while others were standoffish and did not want to engage in his questions. It never ended well when one person did not understand the other, which is an important lesson in life.
Yes, and this play was filled with life lessons, but at the same time, it was very lighthearted and entertaining. It was a great mix of serious lessons, lightheartedness, emotional events, and laughter. Even though the original book was written in 2003, I think it can really relate to some of the social issues we see today. In a society that struggles so much with inequality, it's important for individuals to make strides for acceptance in their own daily lives.
Jordan, that is so true. This message can be broadened to social, racial, and cultural inequalities, because as a nation, we need to open our arms to everyone, not just those we identify with. The curious incident of the dog in the nighttime shows how Christopher should not be treated as unequal, but instead, everyone has different strengths that can be used in some way or another.
Overall, great performance by the Ohio State Theater Department. I really recommend taking your time to go see The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime.
I second that. Thanks for tuning in this week, and make sure to come back for next week's reviews
on Thespians 101.